Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the program. 301 is the time. It's Chris Sello. It is Tony Gwynn Jr. and Matt Scraby. Scraby and I are together here in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Tony down in Phoenix, Arizona. Tonight, Padres, Diamondbacks. By the way, they might want to introduce themselves. First time they're playing each other this year, right? Middle of June, division rivals, like, hello.
We still doing this?
Yeah, I'm going to just mention it about 100 more times.
You know, because Matt Snyder's, every week he writes Snyder's Soapbox, which is like...
Is that on his soapbox?
Yeah, it's like an old man, yelling at clouds thing. But his thing was, they need to go back to the mom and dad, or the mom and pop, who were doing the schedules.
There
back
was.
In the day.
Did you know that there actually yes. was a real couple that lived, I think, in New Hampshire or somewhere like that, Connecticut, and they yeah. sat and mapped it all out on their dining room table and living room couch every year.
Yeah,
for like 60 years they did the schedule.
Yep,
and now they
that's insane.
I mean, how difficult would it be to do?
But, well, now you have to have AI do it because, you know, AI has to do everything.
Yeah, well, somebody tell AI that the Diamondbacks and Padres are in the same division. Diamondbacks lineup is out tonight. This is what Stephen Kolick will look at. Corbin Carroll, Ketel Marte, both guys are red hot, by the way. Geraldo Perdomo. Josh Naylor, former Padre, sneaks in there. Eugenio Suarez, who either goes 0-for-4 or hits two home runs, one or the other. Lourdes Gurriel Jr., currently the better of the two Gurriel brothers.
Are they brothers?
Yes, they are.
Oh, wow.
Yuli and Lourdes. Pavin Smith is the DH tonight. Gabriel Moreno, Alec Thomas close it out for Arizona. Ryan Nelson will face a Padre lineup that has still not yet been announced. At the U.S. Open Golf Championships, our guy J.J. Spahn... Got to right the ship here, Scrape. It's got a couple of holes left, but he bogeyed 15 and 16. He's fallen out of the lead.
Well, the guy who was challenging
leader?
Him.
Oh,
right now
George
it's Sam Burns.
Burns. Oh, Sam Burns.
George Burns.
I thought it was the old comedian, George Burns.
Sam Burns there. Was the guy who he shot 62 on Sunday at the Canadian Open and then lost in the playoff.
Well, he's got the lead in the clubhouse here at 3 under par. But we'll talk more about the golf a little later. But I think, and I love, don't get me wrong, I love to see these guys challenged. I do. I don't want them just getting birdie, but I also don't want them getting bogey. And I mean, when you're looking at McIlroy +8, DeChambeau +8, Scheffler +4, just on down the line, Xander Schauffele's now +4.
See, that doesn't tell me that the course is too hard
right now.
That doesn't tell me that the course is too hard because there are guys that are playing well.
There's four guys under par.
This is a
tournament.
U.S. Open. Okay. That's what the U.S. Open is.
Like I said, I want them challenged. I don't like to see it. To me, it's an unsightly
like this
thing.
Lawrence guy. he was in the sand just over the green, and he had no room to work with. And so he hit one in the sand right into the rough, and now he just duffed the chip. So he's not looking
too
good.
You like this.
Yes, it makes me feel good. I don't know what the word is.
No,
for it,
I'm but. With you. I want to see them. I want to see them challenged. Challenge to me is finishing plus one, plus two. It's too unsightly to see the world's best players stepping up to the tee at plus 13. It just looks lousy. That's all I'm saying.
I like it.
I'm glad you do. U.S. Open
because
continuing
the other tournaments
there.
Are like they win 28 under. I don't want to see a bunch of great shots. I want to see.
You're not hearing what I'm saying.
I am hearing.
I agree with you. I think this is too much, though. So I don't think you're hearing that part.
I do think that they're going to probably set up the course a little bit easier tomorrow just to get some guys to score a little bit. But then Sunday is.
Sunday it'll be back.
Sunday is Sunday.
Sunday is Sunday. All right. NBA Finals Game 4 tonight. It really must win now for OKC. The old must win that isn't a must win. But if they don't, they're down 3-1. Pacers looking for their first NBA title, trying to beat a team that all the experts told us was unbeatable. And one last thing to update you, Stanley Cup final last night, another incredible game, another overtime, and another overtime goal for Leon Draisaitl of Edmonton to tie the series. Draisaitl has scored both overtime goals for Edmonton in this series, and he has four overtime goals already in this year's playoffs. That's unheard of. So that series is tied at two. It's been great theater, even if you're not a big puck head. All right, Padres.
Is that what they call them?
Sometimes they do. Tonight, Stephen Kolek. Tomorrow night, Ryan Burgert. And so far, so good for Mr. Burgert. His first two starts have been outstanding. Guy's got a 1.26 ERA. Take that. We got a chance to finally meet this young 25-year-old right-hander who is born and raised in Canton, Ohio.
Oh, wow.
Home of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Wow.
He went to school at West Virginia University. Now a Padre. Scraby and I, and you will now meet him. It is time, indeed, for our Padre Friar Friday interview, and we're really excited today to be joined by one of the newest Padre pitchers. Ryan Burgert is our guest today. He's down in Arizona, of course, where the Padres are playing the Diamondbacks tonight. Ryan, Mike Shildt made the announcement about, I'm going to say, 4 or 5 days before the very first spring training game. He's told everybody the guy's going to throw the very first pitch this season is Ryan Burgert. How did that make you feel when you got that news? Even if it was only a spring training game. I thought that was a nice way to start things off.
Yeah, it was a huge honor, honestly. I was very excited to do it. Honestly, a little surprised but at the time being. But, yeah, it was a great opportunity, and you know, I just had fun with it.
Did that get you thinking at all, you know, maybe this is going to be a situation where I'll have a chance to open some eyes and potentially get where I really want to go this year, which is up to San Diego?
I mean, yeah, for sure. You know, when they first kind of told me, that was kind of my number one goal. I mean, anytime you throw in front of those guys as a minor leaguer, your goal is to go out and show them what you can do. So
yeah.
I just kind of took that opportunity and ran with it. So
we're talking to Ryan Burger for Friar Friday here on 97.3 The Fan. He's going to be starting tomorrow against the Diamondbacks. But I saw Mookie Betts and Jackson Merrill on a podcast say, Giants fans are the meanest. Now, I'm not going to ask you to comment on Giants fans or anything, but you did make your first big league start in San Francisco. What was it like to go into that hostile territory for your first major league start?
I mean, I didn't have that big of an issue. I feel like whenever I'm pitching in the game, I'm pretty locked in, not really trying to focus on anything outside of the game and pitching. I'm sure those guys in the outfield can hear a lot more than I can from the mound. So it was hostile. It was, you know, very loud. But you know, I just try to calm my nerves and, you know, kind of focus on my job, and I just kept on rolling. So
nothing that he hadn't heard before in college, at, you know, pitching for West Virginia, I'm sure. Playing some rivals back there. Ryan Berger is our guest. Matt just mentioned it. You're starting tomorrow night. So take us through what you are doing tonight. You're obviously, you know, paying very close attention. This is the team you're going to face tomorrow. Will you sit with Ruben Niebla? Is there any, you know, kind of plan of attack, or do you see how it goes? I know back in the day, and I don't know that this happens anymore, but the next day's starting pitcher used to actually chart the pitches for the game tonight as a way of kind of getting familiar through kind of what your plan will be tonight in preparation for tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, today, later at the ballpark, we'll go over all the hitters and talk about attack plan with pretty much the whole pitching group and Ruben and Fritzy, and then, you know, go out to the game. I'll watch how Kolek attacks guys and what's successful, and put that maybe in my notes that I already have written down on these guys and my own individual attack plan, and then going into tomorrow, sit down with catcher, whoever's catching me that day, and go over the hitters one by one, what we like, what we don't like, what we like in certain counts, certain situations, and then kind of go out and try to execute as best we can.
So you don't, to be clear then, you missed out on the time in the world where you would have to sit there all night with a pen and a piece of paper and mark down where every single pitch went tonight.
Yeah, up here they don't do that as much, but I did have to do that a few times down in Double A, and High A.
They have Statcast now, Chris.
Yes, I know, but you know, look, I feel better that he got a chance to experience that.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a taste of it.
All right, good. That's important to me.
We're talking to Ryan Berger here on 97.3 The Fan for Friar Friday. Both starts, Ryan, have been really, really good, and both starts have come on the road. My question is, what kind of adjustments did you make between the first and second start, if you made any at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think just execution with the fastball was really the biggest change between starts. I felt like I kind of got out of my mechanics a bit, maybe was a little jittery, a little anxious, nervous that first start, and was just trying to execute fastballs on both sides of the plate, whereas, you know, in San Fran, I was kind of missing up and glove side a bit, where I wanted to get more in on righties. So, I mean, I think that was probably just the biggest adjustment there. But
so far, really good, as Matt mentioned there, for Ryan Berger. 13-plus innings, just two runs, 1-0 record, and a nifty 1.26 ERA. I don't think you're quite looking at all of that stuff yet, but my question this early in your big league career, where are you in terms of confidence that you belong here? You know, I mean, I would think every pitcher's got to have an aha moment where they go, you know what, okay, I'm in the big leagues and I can get these guys out. Perhaps you've already had that moment. Where do you feel you are in terms of confidence, you know, pitching at this level?
I'd say I'm pretty fairly confident. I'm getting comfortable, you know, just trusting my stuff in the zone, and you know, even if it's getting contact, it's been resulting in outs and weak contact and ground balls and pop flies, and I don't know, I feel good with my stuff and kind of always have been, just kind of going at guys, going at hitters and filling up the strike zone and let the results be what they are, you know. It's kind of the way you got to pitch.
Yeah.
Trying to pitch around guys, trying to go right at them. So
we're talking to Ryan Berger here on Friar Friday, 97.3 The Fan. Last one for me, Ryan. Thank you so much for your time. You said something earlier about you have notes on certain guys, and I've never heard that before. Is that something that you do, is you take notes on guys and then you can keep those? It's kind of like, I think about like golf. They always put notes in their yardage book, so they have it for all time. Is that something that you do? Like take
yeah,
notes
I got,
on hitters?
I got a notebook where I go through and watch some video, look at some data stuff, and, you know, just write a few notes down for each one that I take into my meetings with the pitching coaches and hitters, and or pitching coaches and catchers. And, yeah, I just keep it in my notebook. I do about for every lineup I pitch against. So I got a bunch of AAA lineups and a few big league lineups in there. So, yeah, just kind of keep a notebook of all the hitters.
Interesting.
Sounds fun.
Yeah,
who knows? Maybe a couple of decades from now, when you're looking back on your Hall of Fame career, you can read some of these notes. And
I would definitely keep that notebook.
You would read all that stuff later on.
Yes.
All right, Ryan. Look, it's been a great start. Tomorrow night, good luck. Keep it going. What have they told you as far as, just real quick, as far as your immediate future? Or is this one step at a time, one game at a time? And, you know, we'll see. Because we do have some pitchers potentially coming back from injuries.
Right. Yeah, they haven't really told me much. I'm kind of just taking it one start at a time, you know, and let everything kind of play out. So I'm just trying to focus on Arizona, and then after that, you know, we'll see if
I think it's smart.
It is the way to go. And number one, and number two, what he's doing is the thing you should do, which is make their decision difficult when guys come back and say, "Hey, look, guy's been pitching great, and you have." Ryan, thanks so much for the time. Enjoyed meeting you. Best of luck tomorrow night, and we'll look forward to seeing you back in San Diego.
Yep. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Chris?
That's our interview with Ryan Berger.
He didn't have
I was off in La La Land here.
That was hilarious.
I'm looking at U.S. Open golf scores and trying to use my abacus to add up all the high numbers here. All right. Good stuff there. Ryan Berger pitching tomorrow night. We are pitching you some traffic, and then we got a
Daily Gambit
to get to next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, Gwen and Chris resumes at 3:21. Padres lineup is out. We'll give you the whole thing here in just a little bit, but there's nothing too dramatic in there.
Just one switch.
What do you got?
Diaz to hitting eighth and Tyler Wade hitting ninth.
That should turn the offense around completely.
Well, hey, Tyler Wade's my MVP.
You guys out there keep asking for lineup changes? There you have one.
What do you think the thought process is? Tyler Wade might get on base?
Don't know.
Instead of having the automatic out at the ninth spot, now you have a guy who...
have it at the eighth spot?
Might get on base?
I'm not sure, and I don't think it matters. As I said, there's only two things that matter going forward.
Fernando, taxes.
Yes, that and Fernando and Merrill got to get hot. Let's get to today's Daily Gambit, because we got a bunch of games to pick and a short while to do it.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. If you're watching on YouTube and you can't hear what we're saying, you saw me screaming at the TV. It's like J.J. Spahn hits a great chip from behind the green, and it's going downhill. But it stops. Like, I don't understand how that happens, Chris. Don't understand.
Sorry. It happened.
All right. What the bets we made on, I think, Wednesday. Or no. Yesterday. Sorry.
Yeah, Florida, we bet yesterday.
Yeah, Florida and Edmonton. Stanley Cup Final. Florida -1.5 on the puck line. You said Oilers. I said Panthers. It was the Oilers winning 5-4. So you get that one. Over, under 6.5 goals total in the game. You went over, I went under. It was 9, so you win that one.
They've been over in every Stanley Cup final game so far this year.
So I guess it's a trend now.
Yeah.
Then who had more saves in the game last night? Skinner or Bobrovsky?
Yeah.
I said Bobrovsky. You said Skinner. Skinner only had 14 because he got removed from the game, I guess.
Yeah.
And Bobrovsky had 30.
You win that one.
Yes. Yankees -1.5 over the Royals. We both chose the Royals, and we were smart to do so because the Yankees won this game, but they only won 1-0.
Right.
And then Detroit and Baltimore over under 7.5 runs in the game. We both went under. We were both correct. It was 4-1. And Tarek Skubal over under 7.5 strikeouts. Both of us went over. He only had 6, so he was under. And then Jacob Mizorowski, who we'll talk about in the Big 5.
Oh, this guy. You better leave me a lot of time to talk about okay. This guy.
Over under 4.5 strikeouts last night. Chris said under, I said over. He had 5, so I win that one.
All right, we come into the final day of the week. Scraby's got a nice cushion, 14-8. Chris is 9-13. OKC -6 at Indiana, game 4 tonight. Keep in mind, OKC is now 0-8. Against the spread on the road. It figures that they're going to win tonight and even the series, but never mind. I'm going to still take Indiana. I just am not enamored with OKC, especially on the road.
I'll go OKC because if they go down 3-1,
yeah, I agree.
Game over.
They still got to win by more than 6. 227 points over under. The last game was 223. They've been pretty close to this. What do you got for tonight, Scrape?
I'm going to go under.
Under. I'm going under also because OKC supposedly plays defense. I haven't seen it yet. Maybe it'll show up tonight. SGA, 33.5 points over under. Look, if you're a conspiracy guy like Scraby, you know that the NBA wants OKC to win tonight, right? To even the series, make it more interesting.
Of course.
That means SGA will be on the foul line at least 33 times himself.
Oh, I see where you're going with that.
So I'll say over.
I'm going to go over as well.
Over. Padres Diamondbacks, 9.5 runs. It's a lot. What do you like here? We know the matchup, Kolek against Ryan Nelson tonight.
I have, like, no idea. All but right. Well, I'm going to hope for some Padres scoring and go over.
Over. It is hard to pick this one. The Padres have not been scoring a whole lot. And I know they got 11 runs against the Dodgers, but I don't think Kike Hernandez is pitching tonight. I'm going to say under. I just haven't seen it from the Padre offense. I want to see it, but not yet. Dodgers 1.5 over the Giants in L.A. tonight. Yamamoto against Webb.
Ooh.
I'm going to go with Webb to keep it close. Plus the Giants, every game they play is a one-run game. So I'll take the Giants plus 1.5.
Yeah, I'm not picking the Dodgers. I'm going Giants.
Okay. Tomorrow, College World Series, UCLA, 2.5 runs over Murray State. I know who we both want here.
I'm going Murray.
Yeah. I hope Dave Marcus is listening. Murray State, baby.
Baby.
Don't know anything about him. Paige Becker, 16.5 points. He's back in action tonight for Dallas at Las Vegas. I say she's under tonight. Las Vegas is good, and Becker's is coming off of an injury.
I'll go under, too.
All right. Tomorrow, Edmonton is now favored over Florida in Game 5 by 1.5 goals. That'll be tomorrow in Edmonton. Series tied at 2. Scraby. What you got?
You
going with the oil? Or are you going with the
I'm
going to
go with
Panthers?
Florida because these games have been one-goal games.
You got to go with Florida.
Yeah, I'm going to go Florida.
Every game's been overtime. Yeah. 3 of the 4.
Yep.
One last one, returning to baseball. I found this one interesting. Garrett Crochet. Strikeout leader, pitching tonight in Fenway against the Yankees.
Oh.
Crochet, 7.5 strikeouts. I'm going to say under. The Yankees usually make contact, but Crochet gets a lot of strikeouts. Who do you like here?
Over.
Over. All right, we'll see how it turns out next week. On Monday, J.J. Spahn finishing out his round at the U.S. Open. He's still on the leaderboard. That's the good news. We'll get the latest when we come back. And also get into today's countdown when Gwynn and Chris resumes. 3:34 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. in Phoenix. Matt Scraby alongside in the freezing now Odyssey Palace. The temperature has been a big theme on today's show.
It has been.
It is warm in Arizona, according to Tony. I guess that means the roof will be open tonight.
No, it's closed.
Oh.
He said the air conditioner was running. I looked. It's like 108 there today.
Get out of here. Really?
That's
in Phoenix, it's 108?
Let me just double check.
Close the roof then, for sure.
I believe the roof is closed. I don't think they can actually open and close the roof very easily because remember when it got stuck last year?
I just remember before, you know, they invented all of this stuff that everybody played outside and no matter what the temperatures were.
It's 105 today.
I've always said that the weather is so bad in Houston, Texas, that it forced them to invent indoor baseball. Like, they had to do it.
I can't imagine. I mean, the Texas Rangers played outdoors for years.
I know. They did it after. Like, the Astros at least finally got the Astrodome built.
Yeah.
In the late 60s and moved inside.
Do you know how hot and humid it is in Dallas? Let alone Houston.
The Rangers did it all for outside for years and years and years and years. And, you know, whatever. I would have rather not been traded to the Rangers in those days.
Me neither. I mean, A-Rod signed that contract knowing he was going to have to be...
Hot. J.J. Spahn finished up a good day, I think, Scraby, considering this course. He started at -4, former Aztec. He finished at -2. So he's only one shot off the lead. That's not a horrible spot to be in going into the weekend. Sam Burns, whoever he is, shot a 65 today.
Oh, Sam Burns is good. I should
well,
have picked him in our little
so.
Pool.
Evidently, he shot a 65.
You're
going to
hate when you see what Rory just did.
I'm going to hate what he did?
Yeah, he slammed his club down on something and he broke it. I don't know what he broke, but he broke something.
Is that a penalty stroke?
No penalty, but definitely frowned upon.
Yeah.
Definitely frowned upon.
I'll take it easy on Rory. But
he's not going to be here much longer.
He's out of the tournament. He's not going to make the cut. But I'll take it, and I guarantee you he'll go jump in his car and drive home again.
Oh, my goodness.
The point is Rory does a lot of things that I frown upon, at least. All right, give me a Padre lineup, and then we got our countdown today, which I think is going to be fun. I don't know if everybody is aware of it out there. Maybe you kind of are one of these people, but maybe you're not. It is Friday the 13th today. Yeah, so we'll tell you about that countdown shortly. Give me the Padre lineup first, though.
All right, Fernando first, yeah. Arraez second, mm-hmm. Machado third, Jackson Merrill fourth, Gavin Sheets DHing at fifth, Xander Bogaerts sixth, Jake Cronenworth seventh, Diaz eighth, and Wade ninth.
They changed it, and it's who knows, but I've always personally felt, and I'm not a big league manager, but I play one on the weekend sometimes. I think having a little faster guy ninth is better because if they can turn over the lineup and then you're not clogging the bases.
Yeah, if Toddy gets one in the gap, then Tyler Wade scores.
I think it's better to have Wade ninth and Diaz eighth for that reason alone. But the Padres have been going the other way with it all year. Look on the other side. Arizona has their catcher, Gabriel Moreno, eighth, and Alec Thomas, who might be a little better player, but he's ninth. So they're doing kind of what I'm talking about, and so are the Padres tonight. All right, 6:40 for the first pitch. Sorry, it's on Apple TV. I just leave it there because the whole thing annoys me, and I've said it so many times.
Well, it annoys me too, but if we're going to talk TV for a second because we got a couple minutes. The golf yesterday was on Peacock, the app. It wasn't on NBC, which is on today.
Right.
Like, they make it so hard for people to find it nowadays.
You have to be a professional.
I couldn't find it.
Yeah, you need to be a professional channel finder now.
You told me yesterday.
To locate this stuff.
The first round in the morning was on USA. I'm like, it was. I went through every single channel.
Well, I ended up on it by accident. I didn't even know I was there. I was like, oh. Yeah, look, you don't even know. Look, the NBA Finals. Channel ABC.
10
for us. But you could have looked on ESPN. You could look on TNT. You could look on TBS. You could look on NBA. You could look four or five places before you get to the NBA Finals, which you would think would be something easy to locate.
And then you got like five alternate broadcasts that are out there. Just a lot.
All right. Just a lot. It's hard.
Oh, man, our life is hard, Chris.
Yeah. We got it rough.
Ready?
Let's see. I updated the golf.
We did the lineup. We complained about Apple TV.
And there's still 2 hours to go on the show, so we may do that a few more times.
Yeah, probably.
But first, yes, because it's July 13th.
June.
I mean, Friday the 13th. July. Friday the 13th. Thus is today's category in the countdown.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, this is Scraby's idea today, and I thought it was a good one. It's June 13th. Or it's Friday the 13th. My goodness. Get this right. It is also June the 13th, but mostly because it's Friday the 13th, we decided today to count down our top five superstitions and or things that are so routine, like we have to have things a certain way, which I think is similar to a superstition.
It is. It's more right? Like, for me, it's more of my OCD yes. problems that I have.
And, yes, I have that as well. So I do a lot of things because of that. And I'm sure a lot of us do. So there we go with the countdown idea today. Top five superstitions or routines. Your subject, you go first, I say.
All right, so what my first one, we talked about it. I don't know why we talked about this, but we did like a month or two ago.
Okay.
Whenever I leave my house, if I exit a door, I will check that door about 3 times before I'm able to leave.
What do you mean check it?
Like... Check to make sure
closed?
It's locked. Yeah,
well,
check
it's
to make
locked.
Sure. Like if it's a garage door,
yeah.
I will watch the garage door go down, and I will sit there to make sure the garage door doesn't go back up, and then I will sit there a little bit longer just to make sure that everything's fine. I have been halfway to work, Chris, and my OCD goes crazy, and I go all the way home just
halfway,
to make sure.
That's like 20 minutes away.
I know.
You've done that?
Just once. But I have done it. Some days,
right, so you
it's
obviously,
really bad.
That's an OCD thing.
Oh, totally.
They have medicine for that now.
I take a lot of medicine already.
I know. You might want to check into some other. Because that,
I might. It's becoming stronger, too, the
right,
OCD.
That can be very troubling, you know, to think that something is not locked and not be able to talk yourself into the fact that it's locked.
A friend told me I need that's to a station one. A webcam on these doors so that I can go and make sure that, but then my brain will go,
phone?
I wonder if the camera feed's actually working.
Okay. Now you're crazy.
That one really is
I
bad.
Thought I was crazy. I'm not.
Like
after
even
hearing that
Chris,
one.
Do you ever do this? I go and I'll lock the door.
Mm-hmm.
I will shake it, get in my car and be like, I gotta go shake the door.
No,
again.
I've not done that.
Okay.
I've done that. I've had a lot of OCD issues in my life and I now kind of laugh at most of them, but I've not had that one. All right, I'm going to start with one that I think is kind of funny to me.
Funny.
I may be the only person on Earth who does this, but I do it. If I'm watching a rerun of the television show Cheers, or happen to be watching a clip on YouTube or something, because, you know, as you know, if you ever look up once that you want to watch some Cheers episode on YouTube,
oh, you're going to get a million.
They then
of them.
Feed them to you yes. endlessly, right?
Feed them is a great way,
right? So every time now that Norm walks into the bar at Cheers, I have to acknowledge it wherever I am and go, Norm.
Okay,
I can't get past it.
What does Lori say about this?
She thinks it's ridiculous.
Okay,
what are you doing? I'm over there on the, you know, looking at my feet, Norm. Anyway,
I guess
have
I can't
to do that.
I guess I can't, because sometimes I'll do the strike call for no reason.
Okay.
Like if something happens in the hallway and I'll just go.
Well, I have a reason that I do the Norm thing. I mean, because something terrible will happen if I don't.
Okay. Thank you for keeping us all safe.
I guarantee you, if you put a clip of Cheers up right now on one of those TVs and the Norm walked in, I'd have to stop the show and go, Norm.
I'm going to test this theory one day.
Test it.
Number four.
My number four has to do with golf. And if I start a round with a golf ball and I par or birdie the hole, I have to use that golf ball until I lose it.
Whoever changes their golf ball?
Oh, people change it all the
time. They do?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
People, I have never changed a golf ball.
If you just have two golf balls in your pocket, you just pick whatever. No, I have to use the same golf ball until I lose it.
Oh, I want the same golf ball, and I am also quite pleased at the end of the day if I made it through with one golf ball.
Yeah, me too.
I think that's an incredible achievement.
It is an incredible achievement, and I'm with you on that. So
you have to do it.
Have to. I even put the other golf ball away so I don't mess it up. Because if I start with a par or a birdie, that golf ball is clearly a good golf ball.
Of course. So. That makes perfect sense. I don't find that to be strange at all.
Okay.
Here's one that you might find a little strange. And I actually don't do this one. Or I don't believe in this one.
Okay.
But in looking up crazy superstitions today, I came upon this one. And I did not know it. So I'm going to share it with the rest of you and see if anybody else does this or feels this.
Okay.
According to legend, and the legend mostly, I had to read up on this. According to the legend, it all started mostly in Germany. But if you click glasses and go cheers to somebody, you do that often, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we all do, right? Cheers, just say cheer.
Yeah.
But if you are holding a glass of water when you clink cheers, according to the legend of superstition, you are actually wishing death upon the person you are clicking your glass to.
What if you don't drink?
You don't get in the clicking.
You just don't do the cheersing?
I guess. You can't do it.
This is a weird one.
I thought so. And the more I thought about this, my wife drinks pretty much nothing but water. So apparently she has wished me death thousands of times.
Oh, that's okay. Now it all makes sense.
Right? Now it makes sense because she clicks with water. We both click with water all the time. I never heard this. But I may have to, you know, put this into practice now.
Now I understand why Lori always wants to cheers me everywhere we go.
She's wishing death upon you as well.
That is a strange one.
Yeah, anybody else know that one? I have not heard it, but I read about it a couple different times today in looking up this subject.
Number three.
All right, now this one is probably, it actually is in another OCD thing, but the TV volume or the car volume, when you have a number assigned to the volume level, it has to be an even number. I will not
stop. Whoa, I'm the opposite.
You're odd?
I have to have an odd number.
Oh, I'm always even.
Really? No, my
even
volume
numbers
is,
make me feel better for some reason.
Same for me, but the other way.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't even put that on my list, but yes, I've never had the volume at anything other than an odd number on my car or wherever a number is assigned to it. Same as the temperature in my room, which we started the show with. 71, 69, 67. Same with the way I used to golf, Scraby. I used to never use an 8-iron, a 6-iron, or a 4-iron.
Oh, that's crazy.
But I finally got over that.
I was going to say.
Because it's beneficial to use those.
Yeah, that's crazy. But
I got past that one.
That's funny that you're odd and I'm an even numbers for some reason have always made me feel more comfortable.
A little jumpy or something.
I don't know. I don't know. So,
fair enough.
Number
what number are we on here?
Three.
I'm confused.
Three.
Number three for me will be a simple one that I don't like to admit to, but when I go on a baseball field or a softball field, I, like most other people, do not step on the chalk line. I don't think anything terrible is going to happen, but I do feel much cleaner and more at ease if I don't step on the chalk line. Probably a lot of us learned playing baseball growing up for whatever reason. Some of us don't care about it at all, but I still do care about it. So I avoid it.
Some stuff from the chat. Nate says, no wonder you guys argue. The TV volume is to blame. And one of us has to have it right. And
oh, yes, right. We can't get it on a good number.
Someone else said, Padres' great playoff years, 84, 98, 22, and...
Even years.
Last year, 24.
All right, very good. Chargers' Super Bowl was 94. That was also an even year.
Luis has a great thing for you. How does Chris listen to 97.3 then? Well, no, it would be me. It would be me.
You. Yeah, 97.3
is odd. That
doesn't
bother me. Frequency doesn't bother me for some reason.
No, I know what you're saying, though. It's a, when a volume is assigned a number or a temperature is a number.
Yeah.
Yes, I like odd numbers as well.
Like, I do not
and you like even.
Like Channel 9.
Okay.
For many.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Number two. What do we got left? What do we got left here, at God forbid?
Okay, this one is a superstition because I have heard, and this is going to get a little dark for a second. I have heard that if you are in the back of the plane, you have a much better chance at survival if it crashes than if you're in the front of the plane. So I try to get into the back of the plane. Not the way back or anything like that, but I don't like sitting up front because I don't want to be the first one to blow up when that thing goes down.
Yeah.
And if you look at the Air India flight, unfortunately yesterday, 240-something people passed away on that flight. The back of the plane was still intact.
Unfortunately for this particular superstition and most plane crashes, the tragic ones, the fact that you're sitting in the back only bought you an extra 7/10 of a second of life.
I'll take it.
Okay. Well,
there was one guy who survived this plane crash in India. Guess where he was? The front of the plane. So this, he was C-11A. Anyway.
All right, number two. I don't understand this one, but my mom used to do it, so I've carried it on. But if I do happen to spill some salt, I will grab it with my left hand only. And throw it over my left shoulder.
What?
It is supposed to bring good luck and ward off bad things. What it actually does is force you to go get the broom and sweep up the salt.
Now you just got salt all over the ground. That's
that
so
is
just,
a.
What if someone's sitting behind you?
I think it's they're in trouble. They're going to get it because if it's at a restaurant and I'll toss it over.
All right.
That one's almost along the norm thing. Like, I don't think anything terrible is going to happen. It's just something I'm used to doing, and so I feel like I have to keep doing it.
Someone's asking, did the Germans start that one too? Because you were talking about the glass.
No, the Germans, and again, wasn't there. This is my research and reading up on this stuff today, that the Germans were the one on the clinking of the glass.
Okay.
With water.
All right.
I'm not blaming Germans. I'm just pointing it out.
They were just asking. They weren't saying you were blaming anyone.
Got it. Okay.
Number one.
All right. I did choose like a legit superstition that I will not do. I don't care about stepping on cracks. I'm not going to break my mama's back kind of thing.
Okay.
Black cats don't bother me. Broken mirrors don't bother me. But walking underneath a ladder is something I will never do.
Okay.
And I don't know why. It's probably because I have thought about this my entire life, but that is something I absolutely will not do.
You don't have to.
I don't. I can go around. What about you? What's your number one?
But just for the hell of it, if you did it, I think that would help break the curse.
It probably would.
Because you would then get out the other side and go, oh, nothing happened.
No, I know nothing's going to happen. I don't know why I don't want to do it, but I don't want to do it. I know nothing's going to happen. What you got? We got 1 minute.
I started this 20 years ago. I had chapped lips going to bed one night, so I put a little lip balm on my lips, and I slept like a baby that particular night.
So you do it
20 years
time?
Later, last thing I do before I go to bed, lip balm.
I'm never going to forget that now.
Every time.
Brandon says, surprised neither of you mentioned talking about a no-hitter. The reason is because we have nothing to do with the no-hitter.
Yeah, it's an interesting superstition that is, you know, often comes up.
It does all the time.
So I'm glad he brought it up, but it's not something I concern myself with too much.
And I love it when Don and Jesse just say it. Like, they don't even care anymore. They're just like, no hit through five.
And then people scream at them when no hitter gets broken up.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got Chris versus the fans next. 833-288-0973. 0973.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.